What are employers thinking about the hiring experience? What's changing in the industry? And what are some bad practices that remain? As job seekers, it's not just important to know how to perform at your interview. It's crucial to understand what goes on the other side of the table, what they think, what's prioritized, and what's going to change. We're covering that today with Bill Brown, an executive HR consultant with over 20 years of experience of helping organizations enhance their employee experience and prepare for the future of work. As principal and chief people officer at Think People Culture, Bill provides strategic guidance to create human-centered workplaces where employees thrive. Bill is the author of Don't Suck at Recruiting, Strategies and Techniques for Creating a Better Candidate Experience, which helps companies revolutionize their recruiting experience. Bill, welcome to the job interview experience.
Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate being here.
Can you give us an overview of your career and what led you to where you are today?
Sure. I love human resources and what it means. For me, it's exactly the job that I wanted to do once I figured out what I wanted to do when I grew up. And I've done this for over 20 years. I've held every single role as an individual contributor, a manager, and then ultimately the lead HR person. And for me, I'm very much an employee advocate and a candidate advocate, helping organizations understand this and what we can do to make their experience better. And overall, I want to be of help and want to be of service to both employers and employees.
Can you dig in a little bit more to how you help the employees and then how you're helping organizations today?
I run jobsynthe.com, and what we do is we help candidates find the job that they're looking for. So having hired thousands of people in my career and helping employers actually create the interview template and the process, I have a unique experience that I can parlay to candidates in sharing with them how to interview, what this means, what this question means, what the process is, and how to make themselves look like the best person for the role. From the employer side, I really focus on the experience for the employee from basically cradle to grave. And what does that look like? So performance management, employee engagement, employee touch points that matter to them most. I'm there to help identify what these things are and help massage them into the existing ethos of the organization and hopefully make the employer be an employer of choice.
It's interesting what you do on the employer side, because I have a lot of listeners write into me, as I'm sure a lot of people you work with do as well. The feeling is that the system is broken and that companies aren't humanizing their experience. And with a lot of people applying, say, to one job at once, it's just completely broken any type of connection that's being made. In your 20 years of helping organizations improve their employee or candidate experience, what have you seen improve and what's gotten worse?
I think efficiency has improved for sure. And on the other side of the coin, with efficiency, it lends itself towards the impersonalization of recruitment and finding a candidate. And frankly, even looking internally for people who might be the best fit for the role. Automation is great. CRMs are great. Applicant tracking systems are great. They make my life so much easier. I mean, I remember being a guy who was using Excel spreadsheets and paper and doing very manual processes. And now it's just a very simple process. But what sets Think People Culture apart with our internal structure and also how we help employers from RPO model is that we really insist upon making the experience as personalized as possible. Yes, we use all those tools, but we share the experience with the candidate and what that looked like. So if you were someone that we were looking at potentially bringing on to interview, we go, hey, Bill from X company, this is what the entire recruitment process looks like. This is my promise to you. And we actually commit to that process. And so to wrap up, it's become a lot more refined, but also there's been a lack of personal touch. And that's what I touch on in my book, Don't Suck at Recruiting, to ensure that we make the candidate experience as friction-free as possible.
Do you think that companies are just unconscious of that lack of connection or that desire of connection from candidates? Is it that they don't care or they just haven't thought about what this is like from the other side of the table?
I mean, honestly, I think many of us, when you get to a certain level in an organization, if we're executive leaders or senior leaders, sometimes we forget about what it was like when we were looking for an opportunity. And it's just about finding the perfect person who can get here in a very rapid amount of time that should hit the ground running. And so we forget about that. And or if they're a junior person who's, you know, recruiting for the role, it's literally just like a numbers game, like get it out, pump it out. And there's really this false belief of perfection, which I don't believe that employers should look for when they're searching for the most qualified candidate for the role. It's a mixture of many things, right, to get sort of the perfect dish, meaning the employee. So I think that they just sort of lost touch with reality, and that might be a controversial statement. But when you really sit down with them and explain what it looked like, when you share, this is what your reputation is online, a lot of them are shocked that they really didn't sort of break down the simplest of things to help themselves be and look better to the candidate.
It's interesting what you say about employers aren't looking for the perfect candidates. I tell listeners, I've never seen a job description that says, we're looking for a candidate that never says, you know, or never says, in their interviews. Because some candidates get really focused on that. They said, oh, I said 20 times in my interview or 50 times. And maybe, you know, if you're going to be a spokesperson or a TV anchor, they want to avoid that. But for every other job, they're looking for great experience, and they're not looking for you to come in and be this perfectly polished plastic type candidate that comes in. And I think candidates often misunderstand what needs to be conveyed during an interview. When you tell organizations that candidates reign supreme, what's their response to that typically?
There's buy-in for sure. And regardless, there is a bit of a disconnect in how do we ensure that we maintain whatever our objectives are as an organization and still find the talent that aligns with who we are. And so employer branding matters so much. The onboarding experience matters so much within the first 24 hours, right? And so when you let them know that that candidates and employees are the only differentiator they have between their competition, and that the better you treat them, there's so much empirical data to support that actually equals more revenue for you at the end of the day. When you talk metrics with them, they get it. But sometimes it really comes down to both touching the human heart, right? And also the bottom line when it comes to dollars and cents.
What are some ways that you help employers or companies change their perspective on the hiring experience and maybe, like you said, onboarding and what basically from the time a candidate applies to maybe they're a couple months in the job?
I think one of the top ways is identifying what the challenges are internally. So you have to look at their process. What are they currently doing? What do they think works? Share with them why, quite frankly, might work or why it's broken. So how to do that is you really take a look at what the job description is and why do you have the job open? Why are you looking for this person, right? What is the reason behind it? And then when you write the job description, you need to be able to share with the candidate what that looks like, not just must have this, requires this, all of the things that a typical job description has. I talk about this in my book. A person should be able to visualize what they're doing in the first 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, et cetera, right? Basically, you map out the first 18 months of the job. This is what works for me, right? And then when a person looks at the job, you say like the ideal person will have accomplished these things in the first 30 days, right? We will support you here. You have accomplished this. And then by day 60, 90, et cetera. So you change what that looked like. And this does a couple of things. It helps the candidate really understand what they're walking into. It also gives the leader of the person, the manager of the person, really a framework of how and what equals success. So they can measure that and not sort of guess what equals success for that person. Really make sure that the application process is simple and there's a little friction as possible. What I think, frankly, is the stupidest thing in the world is to have an applicant tracking system that says, upload your information with your LinkedIn profile or your Indeed profile, but also now go in and type everything again and answer these 47 questions and. Candidates hate that. It's ridiculous. And it should not be that difficult, right? So you really need to make it as simple as possible. And once you identify who you think might be the most ideal candidate, then you can have a conversation about things that are deeper, right? Or have them fill out an application because it's required by your company policy, whatever it might be, right? And then be very consistent with the communication with the employee or sort of with the candidate. Make sure that you share with them what this process looked like. So we have 3 rounds of interviews. The first one's going to be this. The next one's going to be this. The next one's going to be this. And then we move forward here. So be very clear and keep your word. And then really share with your hiring team how we're going to do this process. So we're going to do much like we share with the candidate. This is what we're going to do. And understand why people are involved in the process. They're not there just because they've always done it that way. There's a reason why they're Bob from accounting's interviewing or Susan from who the CFO is interviewing, whatever it might be. There really needs to be a clear understanding of why people are involved. And then lastly, there needs to be a fair measurement tool on how to assess who is the most ideal candidate for the role, who's the most qualified. And so once you have these things in place, that really helps frame a positive candidate experience.
I like how you said, keep your word. And I've been at fault with this situation where you have a great plan for how to treat new employees, say on their first day, right? For onboarding, and typically say the recruiting department might pass that off to the HR and onboarding team. But as perfect as that picture might be, things get really busy. It's a crazy Monday. And for the team internally, it's just another Monday. And as much as fires. Hey, everybody, in the middle of our fantastic conversation, my patience and Bill's patience was tested with technical difficulties. So we might sound a little bit different from this point forward, and it might look a little bit different for those of you that are watching on social media. Thank you, Bill, for your patience and professionalism. The content will be just as good. Maybe it'll be even better because all cylinders are firing for me now. I'm all amped up. So we're going to dig back in here. Thanks, everyone, and Bill, for your patience. Bill, I want to know how job seekers can also help humanize the experience when they're talking to potential employers.
Connect on a human level with people. Everything that I speak about is just, you know, being human, treating someone the way that you want to be treated, and hoping that people will reciprocate. And so really, you know, do your legwork on the back end as a candidate. Find out as much as you can about the company, what makes them tick, what their culture is. Go to all the plethora of sites that are there that share a perspective, and also take it with a grain of salt, because many times when people go to these sites, they share always not necessarily great things, but cumulatively put it all together and have an assessment of who they are. And if you can go to LinkedIn and research the person who's going to be interviewing with you, that gives you a little bit more insight. And as you do these things, I think that helps in the entire process of, you know, personalizing the candidate experience from your perspective as well.
We talk a lot on the podcast about employers needing to humanize the experience, but it's a two-way conversation. And I think it's, at least on the candidate, you can't fix the company's problems, but we can do our part to help bring a little bit more humanity to the conversations. But that's also delicate because you don't want to get too comfy and too personal while you talk to people, because obviously things can go the wrong way during a conversation and you don't maybe want to talk about what you did last weekend, but you can talk about what your passions are or what you maybe really enjoyed about a last role. And those are things you can do to help the employer understand you. And maybe it's just the recruiter or the hiring manager, but that's on us to help them understand and get a better idea. And the hope is that they would do the same. What do you think the hiring process will look like 10 years from now for companies that do things right?
I think that they're going to have, you know, the voice of the crowd backing them up without them even knowing it. So we all, when we experience great things, we share it with friends and loved ones. And the world works these days is that one little good thing or bad thing can actually go viral. And so when you build a successful employer brand and people know that you care about who they are, you want to listen to what they're saying, you value their input, and this is a place that actually contributes to society, people want to work for companies like that. So it's just going to be hopefully an easier process. You know, I think we're moving more towards relationships and people that we know that can put us in connection with places that we want to work. It's frankly, life is about relationships, right? So I think they will have an easier process as the future continues and people focus on their brand as an employer and how they can give back to society, the community, and the candidate.
Is there an interview question that you encourage employers to use or that you think employers should use?
I think one of the best questions could be, are you passionate about this role? Like, what's something that really sparked your interest that made you want to, you know, tell us that you're the best candidate for a role? And when you ask this question directly, you're really going beyond like what their technical skills are or what their experience is. It's you get a glimpse of who they are as a person and what drives them and intrinsically, right? So that's, I think, a really great way to peek in or peer into to who they are as a candidate.
That's so good because a lot of times people just want a job and it's asking, can you express why do you want this job? What makes you excited about it? And I've asked that question or similar questions. It's interesting to see. People sometimes have a story to tell. And without a question like that, you'd never get there to the root of why they're here. And of course, everybody, we need jobs. We have bills to pay. But when there's something more to it, when there's either a story or a reason, whether it be an environmental initiative or a new technology that people are just amped up about, it can be a lot of things. If you go beyond just the job, there's a lot more to be realized there. What has the response been to Don't Suck at Recruiting?
It's been great. Thanks for asking. I'll touch on something you said earlier, but we'll talk about my book. It was a joy to write. It's something that sort of speaks to what my personality is. I don't like to sound like this, but I'm very direct. I'm a sort of mixture between kumbaya and just like tell it like it is. And this is just a really relatable stories of how you as an employer can be thoughtful about people who are looking for a job. We've all been there, as I mentioned earlier. And it just sort of takes you back to the basics and gives some really clear examples of what equals success in the process. And if people follow it, I think it's going to help them, you know, literally not suck at recruiting.
We'll link to that in this episode's description. And also for some other links, what's the best way for people to connect with you online?
Yeah, they can go to thinkpeopleculture.com for anything that's employer related. Or they can go to jobsensei.com for anything that's candidate related. And there's a book me or connect with me link on either of those sites. And you'll get a hold of me or somebody on my team and we'll happily set up a 15-minute conversation and chat with you about whatever it is you need.
Are you the sensei in that job, sensei?
Perhaps, definitely.
After our call's over, I'm going to ask Bill to please come back. I have some ideas what we can talk about. Do you have any final words of encouragement or wisdom for our listeners as we wrap up our conversation?
From a candidate perspective, I know that it's difficult out there. It never has been easy, but perhaps now it's a lot more difficult. But from my perspective, even when I was looking for a job before I was with Think People Culture and Jeff Sensei, you really need to identify what it is you're looking for. You're trying to find the right job. And I tell this to my candidates that I work with all the time. It's like trying to find your group of friends. You're not just trying to fit with anyone. You want to find people who click with you. So when you're job hunting, you really have to focus on, you know, what is it that matters most to me? Is it flexibility? Is it having a place that helps me learn more? And what companies need to do is they need to realize that everyone is different, not everyone's the same, and that the best way to find top talent is to figure out what drives them and really wrap themselves around how they can support the people that are looking for work with them. And when they do that, and when you do that, you really are going to find your tribe, right? And if you're looking and you're a bit frustrated, I really think that, you know, it's nothing to stress yourself out about. Just keep looking until you find who fits with you. And then you'll end up in a place that you're going to be excited to come to work and you're going to allow yourself a place to grow and chase what's important to you in that particular organization. And at the end of the day, finding a job is serious and difficult, but when it comes down to it, I think at the end of the day, it's just about finding, again, the people who understand you and who you understand. And when you're there, that's the place that you need to be, and you'll realize it.
Fantastic. Bill, thanks so much for joining us. Hope to talk to you again soon.
Thanks so much. Cheers.